Hello.
Good morning, Dexter. How's it going? This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. Not too bad. How about yourself?
All right.
Right on. Did you have a good weekend?
It was good. It was good. As I got out of church, everything was good. So I consider it a blessing. Yeah.
That's the best way to look at it.
Yeah.
Hey, I had a quick question for you. It looks like I was looking through your credit, and it looks like you don't have bad credit. You just haven't really used your credit a lot. So it doesn't mean that I can't do anything for you. What I'd be looking into would be something that might be a collateral route, where we could use some of your equipment to maybe put up for collateral. Is that something you'd consider doing?
Yeah, I can do that, but it'd have to be a second. You know, it's not long term. I pay it off this fall.
You paid it off this fall.
Yeah, it's a one time, it's a short term loan on that. For the trucking equipment flatbed, I got a value of about $25,000 on it.
Okay.
But it's worth of it. It's about I think the appraised value is about $35,000. I'm over by maybe.
So just that one. Do you have any tractors or anything else like that?
Yeah, I have that. You know, on the Farm Service Agency.
Okay. Well, tell you what. How much would you say your company does annually? The business, the gross annual revenue of the business.
Well, they tie together. And my trucking company, I can make $30,000 per month. On that, and like I said, according to the contracts I got right now, and they're open and clear, they're about 15. Let's see, within 2 days, $1,500 a day.
Okay, wow. So you're doing pretty good there.
The contracts I have now, right? I just pulled them off the internet, and my truck is going to haul them now.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, with your trucking company, how did you file that? Did you file it as a corporation or a sole proprietorship or LLC or?
Corporation.
Okay, cool. And how long has it been established for?
December 2015.
Okay, so it's about a year and a half old. It's a corporation.
Yeah, I just switched it over to a corporate. It was individual, a sole proprietorship. I just switched it over to a corporation.
Okay. Well, I think I can do a loan, a short-term loan on the trucking company, actually, that would just give you cash. You can use the cash however you need it to. And that might be an easier option for you that way. Otherwise, if we do go a collateral route, we have to show proof of ownership. We have to get the titles. There's a lot of paperwork involved. With the shorter-term working capital loans, we just inject the capital right into the company. We'll just wire the funds directly to your account. And you can use them however you need to. And it's also a renewable source of funds, meaning that once you're 50% paid in, you'll be eligible for more funds. Typically, they'll give you a lower cost of funds, more funds, and a longer term as well. So that
might
be
a longer. What I was trying to do is I can show a loan for six. I just want to show somebody can pay back real quick, so I can be qualified for a higher for buying equipment. Then that's what I really wanted to do. It's some short term, some. You know, it's like a little short term, like, you know, if I can't get the whole equipment right now, I need something to show that I can repay ability to be able to prove my ability to pay.
Okay. Well, yeah, we can just wire the funds to your account. It'll show the funds in your account that way.
If I pay it back within so many days, would that help me, you know, qualify for something higher?
Absolutely. I mean, the way it works is once you're 50% paid in, you'll be eligible for more funds at a lower cost and a longer term. I can try to go the shortest term initially that I have available. It's probably going to be about 6 months.
Okay.
If you pay it off early, they'll give you an early payoff benefit. Between you and I wouldn't pay it off early unless you really, really need to. But that is an option for you for sure.
Okay. Well, if I can do that right now, just, you know, because my trucking company is kicked off real, I got jobs lined up everywhere. Four
okay.
or five more contracts to pull off the internet in a minute. But I have two of them go to take care of right now. My truck is going on.
Now, do you have a separate bank account for the trucking company?
Yeah, pardon?
Do you have a different bank account for the trucking company? Is the same bank account or?
Two different.
Different, okay.
Yeah.
So,
oh, could you hold one second for me?
Yeah, sure thing.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry about them back.
That's right.
Okay.
So what was the name of the
trucking? I had two different bank accounts, one separate for the trucking. I had to separate them because of bank purposes.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think that's probably your best bet. I mean, we can go that route. It's easier, it's faster, it gives you funds, and it's renewable, so you'll have access to more funds, down the road as well. What was the name of the trucking company?
Telmar. T E L M A R Farms F A R M S.
Just Telmar Farms, okay.
Yeah, Incorporated.
All right, yeah, see right here, I just found it. Cool, okay, so what I'll need to look at then, sorry I made you get all the other stuff to me, I didn't ask you enough questions the first time, to be honest with you. But yeah, I think this would be the better route to go for you. But if you could provide me, do you have any tax returns or anything filed yet for that?
Yes.
Okay. And how much does it show for, the gross revenue?
On the 2015, the gross was $103,000.
$103,000, okay. And then your deposits have just increased over time, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I think that's our best bet. So what I'll do is I'll send you another email. What we'll need to look at is just that most recent business tax return. 6 months of the business bank statements. They'll want to look at all pages. Unless you're able to provide all bank statements. It's been since September of last year or December of last year. Yeah, I mean, if you can provide all bank statements, that way we can just see how the company's grown.
Okay.
So 6 months of bank statements. I'll get a new application out to you to fill out. It's just a different kind of application.
Okay.
And I think this is the best route for you.
All right. Now, just a heads up. Like, it has been overdraft, but I got overdraft protection. And it just when I need something and if I don't change over an account, in time and those type things. But if they are paid, it just.
So you do have the overdraft protection in?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll take a look at it. And you mentioned there was a bankruptcy. When was that bankruptcy discharged?
I've never been in bankruptcy.
Oh, I thought you said you had to change your bank accounts because of the bankruptcy.
No, the bank account. I just didn't want for the truck separate from my farm. I had them combined, and they didn't want it like that, and they shouldn't have been tied together.
So, gotcha. I see. But the. The farm's still Telmar Farms Inc. as well, right?
Yeah, it is the same. And I put transport. I need to do a separate corporation. They're just under that. Well, there it's transport on my banking account for my trucking, and Telmar Farms Inc. is on the farm.
And do you have a tax return for the actual farm itself?
Yeah, this is on the farm itself.
Okay, so the 103 is actually for the farm, right?
For the farm, yes.
Okay. Well, I think we should look at both bank accounts, actually. Because that'll show...
I just opened that bank account, so there's nothing. Yeah, because for things like this, I had to separate them, but I do have the income that came off just the trucking itself.
Okay, and as far as the farm goes, were you just depositing that into that account as well, or...?
Yeah, I put it in both. Yeah, all were going to that same account.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to. Well, with the working capital loans, the way it works is that the more funds we're able to show, the more you're going to qualify for. So that's what I'm trying to do for you. But I'll get over a new application to you, and I'll just list the items that we'll need. It'll be 6 months of bank statements, that tax return, and then just the application is all I need.
Okay. All right.
Sounds good.
I get it right to you.
All right, buddy. Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.